tracking 40 clicks east, 200 centimeters to your left.
Tack into the ATM camera.
He's going longitude 5 degrees.
My name is Jack Black, and I'm an NSA hacker.
We got him. We're going to bring this podcast down.
Welcome to the Not New Movie Review.
You're being tracked.
Thanks for the money.
I guess we're tracking who gives us money.
You should have donated to the Patreon, motherfuckers. Actually, this isn't about anyone who didn't donate to the Patreon. We just hacked your bank accounts.
All the totals have been wiped out.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. We just set it up so you give us $3 a month. That's all we ask. You know.
Wow.
Figure. Anyway, you can officially introduce us.
Sure. Yeah. This is the Non-New Movie Review.
It was a first attempt at an intro, but I liked it.
I guess, yeah.
We should try it more often.
This is the Non-New Movie Review, the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses. I'm Ross Oaks.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And
fuck the NSA.
I guess. I feel like...
They are a bad organization.
Yeah.
It was actually smart to make them the villains of this movie, especially in like 2001. When did this movie come out?
98.
Ooh, they're looking ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Thanks, Edward Snowden.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Before we get to the talk of the town.
The talk of the town.
Enemy of the State.
Oh, yeah.
Starring our boy.
Willie Smith.
Will Smith.
William Smith.
Jeremy.
What
have you been watching lately?
Well, let me tell you. I've been watching some movies.
Sure.
So, since we last convened, as you will, that's how the fancy people say it, I watched Escape from Los Angeles, the sequel to Escape from New York,
mm-hmm.
John Carpenter film. It's fun, it's flawed, you know, but it's goofy. You know, mm-hmm. Kurt Russell rides on a surfboard at one point. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. And then, a big one, new movie. This is the real talk of the town right now. I saw Jordan Peele's Us.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wouldn't say... It's like... I don't know how to describe it without making it seem like... Like, Get Out, when you watch Get Out, you immediately be like, oh, there's a lot of stuff that he's trying to say here with this movie. Whereas Us feels more like a straightforward, like, horror movie.
Mm.
Which, Get Out's a horror movie, too, but it feels like it's more made to just, like... be like a classic, like Nightmare on Elm Street, like Halloween, like
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have fun, there's gonna be thrills,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna be scared, there's gonna be some cool shit,
mm-hmm.
and it's so simple because of that. I think even though there's things you can look into it and find like thematic like purpose behind certain scenes, and that's
mm-hmm.
fun and dandy, but it's just a pure awesome well-made horror film. It fucking rules.
Okay,
so I highly recommend it.
Where do you rank it in the horror
pantheon?
Do you compare it to anything?
I don't know what that means.
Like, okay, you got your Halloween, you got your Exorcist, you got your Conjuring,
Let me just say where it ranks. I mean,
yeah. Like, how scary is it?
How scary?
First of all,
I mean, it's definitely tense.
Okay,
because scares. Scariness is subjective. Like, it might have fucking terrified someone else.
Sure.
For me, I mean, it creeped me out for sure, and there was tense moments. So
okay.
I would give it. It's very tense, especially for a guy. This is his second movie. There's some mm-hmm. very like incredible directing choices. You know,
mm. Okay.
Sense there. So
mm.
I mean, it's kind of gotta give it a few years to like, you know, marinate before you start comparing it to like,
right,
you know, the classics of the horror pantheon. But
okay,
I think it'll be a movie like 20 years from now. When Jordan Peele's made a ton of probably great movies, you know, it'll be regarded as a classic, just like Get Out.
Hmm.
I feel like we're only just going to keep getting great things from Jordan Peele.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Do you think he's getting overworked?
About Jordan
Peele. Everyone wants him. Do you think he's getting overworked?
He wants everyone.
Well, yeah.
He's got Twilight Zone coming out soon.
I saw Michael Key did a commercial.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's... Yeah, he's not doing as much stuff. Well, he's doing stuff, but not on the same level as Jordan Peele, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make an Oscar-winning horror film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm proud of Jordan Peele. Anyways, the next up, I went to an early screening fancy pants over here. Mm-hmm. Say it was on Fandango. It's not that fancy, actually. Mm. I saw Shazam.
Shazam!
You gotta say it like that because there's an exclamation point there.
Yeah.
So in the movie Shazam, which is based on DC Comics character, obviously.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Oh, we gotta
listen, they got shouldn't, Batman guy they shouldn't, they shouldn't have, oh, I love Batman. When it was little known, Christopher Nolan.
Little known fact, Ross's real Twitter account is actually a poorly drawn Batman avatar, and he replies to women on Twitter and tells them they're wrong about DC movies.
Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding, that was a joke. What were you going to say?
I just
I understand why you wouldn't have
faith
in them.
They need to stop. They need to just take a break.
Why? They haven't made nearly as many movies. It's been one a year.
They need to take a year off.
Wow, they just had the like highest grossing movie ever last year. Aquaman made $1 billion
overseas. They had to swim overseas.
Hell yeah, they did. After we record this podcast, I'm gonna buy Aquaman on Amazon.
All right. I'm just saying. Maybe they got some new people in there. I don't know.
Oh, they definitely, because they got rid of Zack Snyder first of all.
Maybe it was him.
Oh, it was definitely
that. I just
even
hate.
Though I like some of Zack Snyder's, but did you see his comments that he put out like over the weekend? He doubled down. He did a screening of three of his movies. It was for charity though, which is cool. He's a cool guy. But they asked him about Batman versus Superman, and they were like, "I wish I had the exact quote. I could bring it up if I were lazy." But and they're like, "What about Batman kills in that movie?" And he's like, "You know, if that bothers you, you need to wake the fuck up." He's like, "Your superheroes don't live in your fantasy world all the time. They're going to kill sometimes." And it was like, calm down, dude.
I think...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, maybe... he needs to just go read that.
Either way, Shazam is the opposite of that.
Okay.
It feels... If anything, if I were to compare it to the tone of a movie, it feels like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies. And that... A big part of it is just the joy of being a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes me back to, like, Toby jumping across rooftops and going, like, web out, like, stuff like that. It's also very heartfelt. It's a great family movie. There's some pretty, intense stuff in there for kids. But I think it's good to pepper in some of that stuff for kids. You don't want to sugarcoat their movies their entire lives, but... I think it's a charming movie. It's great. Zachary Levi is fun, the lead role, You should see it when it comes out.
Yeah, it'll be on HBO.
You'll watch it. You'll go see it.
I'll see it.
Yeah.
In my living room.
No, you'll see it in the theater.
I know, I will.
And then I rewatched Edge of 17.
Oh, okay.
I had seen it before, but then I was like, it's on Netflix. I love this movie. Hailee Steinfeld, coming-of-age movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I love it. And then what else did I watch? And then I watched Enemy of the State.
Oh, yeah.
For this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my diary ends.
Cool.
Dear diary.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ross's turn to tell me about what he watched.
Oh, I think last time we exchanged words,
they were harsh words, too.
Did I tell you about Jurassic World 2?
No, you didn't.
No?
No.
Did I tell you about Inception?
No.
No, okay. I told you about Men in Black 2, though.
Yes.
Because we talk. Okay. So, first up, I watched Inception.
My favorite Nolan movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I love it so much.
What?
How do you not like Inception? It's incredible.
It was okay.
You're such a guy. You're like, editing. That movie's like one of the coolest, most well-edited movies ever. When they're cutting between the dream levels.
Okay, yeah. No, it was very well done in that regard.
It's a dream heist movie.
Yes, which is very cool.
It's so good.
I just think they overcomplicated it.
When I went in to watch it, I was actually afraid that I would be confused, and I was like, "Oh, this is actually very simple."
Well, it was like the dream levels were very simple, but the part where they
made a jerk off on the chair.
But they the part where they overcomplicated it was just in the dialogue when they were like, "Oh, your dream, my dream. This is how you construct a dream." It's
have
like,
you heard about the theory that it's a metaphor? The whole movie is a metaphor about making a movie, and each person is like a part of the crew.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That is
what
really
about
cool.
The part where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's fucking floating on the wall and beating the guys up? And
yes,
they actually spun the room.
It is that is very cool. That's awesome.
I love it so much.
It was okay.
It's so good.
It was. Yep. Next up,
That's my favorite.
Was Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
A fun movie.
Also, okay.
Way better than the first
Jurassic World. Way better than the first one.
Which, yep. That's not a high bar to clear. Even though I think the first Jurassic World's fun.
Right.
But this one actually does things with the fact that there's dinosaurs breaking loose. It's not just...
Right.
Jurassic World feels like, yeah, the dinosaurs got loose.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one tries to do some horror stuff with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the island stuff is great, you know? It looks better visually, I think.
No spoilers, but I just don't know where they're going to go with it.
Well, you can spoil this movie. They let the dinosaurs go onto the mainland.
It just... Okay, all right.
I feel like it's going to go exactly where you like the most obvious direction, because Colin Trevorrow is directing the next one.
Well, so. It's just going to be them working. They're going to be owning a restaurant. They're going to be doing taxes.
I wish it would go that direction. I think it's more just going to be like...
We're going to see a dinosaur... only section.
Okay, that could be interesting.
Am I wrong? You want dinosaurs dining with you
if they're nice. I feel like Blue would be a good diner patron, you know.
Well, she's gonna be the dinosaur president. They're gonna be two separate factions.
Is Blue a girl?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't even know if velociraptors have genders.
And after that, rewatch Guardians 1. It's
fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I saw that movie 6 times in theaters.
After that, rewatched the first Captain America. Just
reflect on the coolest piece of movie news that'll probably happen all year.
Okay.
James Gunn is back on Guardians 3.
Yes, he is.
Alan Horn, you're out of the Eat My Ass Club.
Nice.
All right.
Rewatched Captain America. What?
Was that what you were saying next after that?
What?
What was after Guardians? Captain America.
Captain America.
Great movie. Steve jumping on the grenade is my favorite.
Oh.
It's my favorite hero moment in any superhero movie. Because that is such... That is literally what being a superhero
means. Yeah. Rewatched Iron Man 2.
Better than its reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely the worst Black Widow movie. Joss Whedon did some heavy lifting to make her rule so hard in Avengers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but what did she appear in before... Avengers.
Black Widow?
Yeah.
Just Iron Man 2.
That was her introduction. Oh, yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah.
And also, right. It's the work, because they've changed Black Widow's hair in every movie. That has the worst Black Widow hair. It literally looks like they shaved a poodle and they dyed it red and threw it on her head.
Yeah, definitely. Saving Mr. Banks.
I will never watch that movie.
It was okay?
It just looks boring to me. Even though Tom Hanks is our nation's father.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful man.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
You accepted the mission.
Oh, yes, I did.
Is it a fucking rule?
It was awesome. I have a couple notes. But it's very fucking good.
Non-stop fucking thrills.
Yeah, the camera work is something I've never seen before.
The stunt work? Shit that he did for that movie. He flew that helicopter.
He flew every the helicopter.
You see that helicopter, it is Tom Cruise behind the steering stick.
I don't think every shot was him flying it, but
do you want me to call him up?
Yeah, you're the one. He sent you a DVD in the mail.
He did. I have a signed copy of this movie.
I think I like Rogue Nation a little bit more, just because of the opera scene. The opera scene
is great.
It's so good.
See, Ghost Protocol is my favorite, but I think Fallout's the best.
The 45-minute chase scene with him on the motorcycle.
Oh my god!
Is incredibly shot.
You got to listen. Christopher McQuarrie did a 3-hour podcast about that movie. And he talks about like how insane it was to shoot that. Like literally a lot of it, they literally had like 30 minutes to shoot part of the chase.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Tom, we're going to have to do something else. And he's like, Tom just jumped on the motorcycle and started it. And I was like, no, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane.
I usually don't write reviews, but I did write a review for it.
On Letterboxd?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Do you want me to read it for you?
Is it long?
It's a little, yeah, it has 8 words.
Oh, okay.
My hands were sweating for the last hour.
Right?
That's what it was.
When I saw it opening night, like, me and the audience were both, like, gasping audibly during that shit. Like, especially with, like, the the device, like the switch he's trying to get. My every God. Time it went closer to the edge, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Which shows how powerful like the directing is this movie, because you know in the back of your head there's no way the bad guy wins. But the fact that the movie, the filmmaking is so good.
You don't know that, actually.
Well, I don't know.
And I think a Mission Impossible
movie.
How
good is Henry Cavill in this movie?
Oh, I'm so glad he kept the mustache.
How good? That mustache.
Zack Snyder could eat my ass.
Yeah. How good is he in this movie? How good is that bathroom fight?
Oh, I know. I wish by that time, I don't know. I kind of wish that he was just a bad guy from the beginning. Spoiler alert. But I also wish... Like I wish he was a bad guy from the beginning so that they were fighting each other in the bathroom. I think that would have been really cool.
Well, it's cool to see him team up, though.
Sure, yeah.
Well, because that one guy is so formidable that, you know,
yeah.
It takes both of them to...
Right, yeah.
And then it takes Rebecca Ferguson, you know?
Yeah.
God, I fucking love these. Can you believe another piece of movies? We're getting two of those back-to-back. 2021 and 2022, directed by Christopher McQuarrie.
Mm-hmm.
We live in such a good world sometimes.
The Edge of 17.
You watched it?
I watched that.
Yeah, it's great.
It was pretty good.
I like it more than Lady Bird.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I love Lady Bird, but I think Edge of 17. I relate to Nadine.
Yeah, yeah,
I
for
really,
sure.
Because really, it's very relatable.
Right. And then Whiplash.
Yeah, terrible movie. But you can relate to
Spider-Man.
You're actually dressed exactly like J.K. Simmons is in that one.
Oh,
yeah. Just a dark shirt, your muscles showing.
And then, of course, Enemy of the State.
Oh, did you like Whiplash?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very good.
The movie didn't give you Whiplash?
Very good. Damien Chazelle. Well, I mean, just it's from this movie to La La Land, it's just so much simpler. Like, there's very little sets, there's very little characters, a few characters.
Yeah.
Like it's such a smaller movie compared to La La Land.
I did not mean to burp on the microphone. I'm sorry.
But it's so, like, you can tell after this was made, people were like, make something else. Like they, I'm sure people came to him and wanted to work with him. So good. Yeah.
So do we do the Will Smith update, or how do we do this?
All right, let me drive the... All right, let me get in the driver's seat here.
In the Fresh Prince Mobile. What are we driving to his Instagram?
All right, now I'm in the wheel.
Well, you are. You're always behind the wheel, but I never know where we're going. You know?
All right, yeah, I do need to go.
You never get out the map? Honestly.
I don't have my phone, but it's like the same show every time. I don't have my phone on me.
Tough guy.
Do you want to do the Will Smith updates?
Oh, Jesus.
There's two that I just wanted to talk about. I'll point them out to you.
All right. Well, I got all this Avengers stuff on my Instagram.
One of them is a video that we need to...
Discuss?
Watch, yeah. And one
Which
of
one
them...
is it?
So...
Is it him getting slimed?
Oh, my God. He just posted... Oh, I don't know what this one is, but play that one. Let's see what he's right. talking about.
You can
and a guest can win the opportunity to come to Miami and
Ooh.
Hang with me on the set of Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, now we're talking.
I got just all kinds of stuff. You know, on
oh
movies,
my God.
You have the chair. Here's what I'm adding today.
What you got
I'm
for me,
Will? My chair, you get to have
wow.
my director's chair.
It says Mike because his name is Mike in the movie.
Right.
You know, Miami, my town.
I'm going to Miami. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that one.
I think that's all we need to talk about. Can you imagine if we won that?
I think we're disqualified.
Why? Oh, because we're his friends?
Because we're his friends. We discussed Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
It's only our second best episode on this podcast.
Really is, which is incredible, by the way.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I don't think we can enter, but you certainly please
enter,
listeners,
and take one of us as your guest.
Yeah. Well, we can go see him.
We could just visit
whenever.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was:
do you remember the context of it, or do you need me to get out Instagram?
No, I can just talk about it. He went to the Kids' Choice Awards.
He got slimed.
And he got slimed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in an orange jumpsuit.
Oh. So the slime showed up, you know?
Yeah, that was all it was.
Plus Nickelodeon, isn't it Nickelodeon?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was great.
Can you imagine getting slime in your nose?
No. Well, he said he was cleaning slime out of his ears. So
I was going to make a mean joke.
Oh.
His big ears.
That, okay. All right, well, I'm...
Well, he does. It's not... It's just
a... I mean, that's kind of mean, though.
I love him. He's a great man.
All right, let's talk about Enemy of the State.
Directed by one of my boys.
Yeah.
Tony Scott. R.I.P.
So, 1998.
Wait, this is our second Tony Scott movie.
Yes, I was going to say, yeah. So, he's brought us movies. Did we just touch...
You like that?
You touch my feet?
That's the next Enemy of the State is footsie.
I don't know what that means. He's brought us movies such as...
Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Days of Thunder, Enemy of the State, Deja Vu,
Man on Fire. I mean, he was Boy Scout. He was a Denzel Washington guy, too.
He's Denzel's boy for a while. He was a Tom Cruise boy.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's great.
R.I.P.
This movie was released on November 20th.
Ooh. Late in the game.
In the 98.
You think they were going for Oscar play, or?
Maybe.
Might have just been a counter program, like, movie, you know? Like, yeah. Come out.
It's so much different now. It's...
Oh, yeah.
When movies come out. I mean, we just got a huge blockbuster in February.
Summer movie season is all year round now.
Yeah.
Marvel has single-handedly eroded the gate.
Had a budget of $90
million. Modestly budgeted movie for today's standards.
Yeah. It's made 250 worldwide.
Makes sense. People are into these movies, you know?
Sure,
yeah. If a movie like this came out today, it wouldn't be as big. But back then, a movie like this, people would be like, hell yeah, I'm going to see the new Will Smith, Gene Hackman thriller this weekend. But like, it's like if you just look at it like Focus, that movie with Will Smith and Margot Robbie that came out in like 2015, I don't know if that was as popular, but it's like the same deal. It's more of just like a... adult like thriller.
Yeah, you know? I never saw it.
Yeah, I never did either. But
are we talking about that on here? No. Okay.
No, we are not.
You have the list, right?
I have the master list.
Yeah. Okay.
I make the decisions around here.
I mean, I like this movie. I just think
you seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you?
No, it was my first time.
Okay, so what do you for a first time? What do you?
I think it's pretty great.
Yeah,
you know? I think it could be a little. They could cut down.
It seems a little bland.
I think I was going to say it seems a little long.
Long?
They could at least cut down.
It's a tight 212.
Yeah. But I think they could cut down at least one of the montages of Will Smith being chased and all the hackers, which I really want to talk about the crew of like late 90s, early 2000s comedic actors they assembled to play the NSA tech people. You got Jack Black.
Uh-huh.
Seth Green.
Uncredited.
Jamie Kennedy.
Yes.
There was another one. I can't remember. But just those three alone, like, you know.
Well, I'll just say it.
Oh, Jason Lee is
Jason Lee, yeah. Is the original guy. Yeah.
Isolated, the instigating incident. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that corrects that grammar correctly.
I'm just going to say right now, my least favorite part
of
this movie, there wasn't enough Jack Black and Seth Green.
I think we got just enough. Jack Black plays it very straight in this, too.
It's weird that Seth Green's uncredited, though.
That is kind of weird.
He was a...
Well, you'd think he would want the push, too, for his fame at the time. Although, I'm trying to think back if he was fairly popular back then.
In 98, I mean, he did...
he was in Idle Hands or something?
He did that House Party movie.
What movies has he been in? He was in Rat Race, I don't
know. Yeah. That was after, though.
It's true.
But he had a name, I think, at that point. Or no?
I think he was still burgeoning, like, as a character actor.
Yeah.
Whereas Jason Lee was in a lot of Kevin Smith movies.
Yes,
Jack Blatt was starting to be in stuff, you know.
That's true. School of Rock.
Jamie Kennedy, I don't really know what his career arc was. I just think of Malibu's Most Wanted. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was fascinating choices, and then you got...
So what did you like?
What did I like?
Yeah.
It's the early... Because if someone who's watched a lot of Tony Scott movies, you can see a transition in his filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Like his later era movies, like Deja Vu, Man of Fire, the editing can be very frantic at times, but in like a good way.
There's a lot
of
cuts in this too.
But it's like in a way that like creates like this momentum. Like,
yeah.
Like it keeps things. It's not like bad editing where it's like punch, cut, kick, cut. You know, like there's like something
like that
bad
scene from Bohemian Rhapsody where they're just talking around the table.
Don't you fucking bring that movie up to me ever again.
Have you seen that clip though?
I've seen the fucking movie.
Oh, right.
But, you see, the editor came out and was like, the editor who won the Oscar for editing that scene came out like this week and was like, yeah, that's a bad scene, isn't it? Well, thanks for the Oscar. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, it did not look good.
Anyways, I think Tony Scott, he's great at creating a sense of paranoia.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because it's about the NSA, basically. Like, Will Smith gets involuntary entangled in a... Oh, yeah.
Please, give me a brief synopsis of this.
There's
movie.
A bill the NSA wants passed that basically... Which eventually was passed in real life anyways, where they want to be able to surveil any American they want whenever they want. And they kill a congressman dude that's against it. And then secretly, someone videotaped it. And... Shenanigans ensue. Will Smith, Jason Lee.
Jason Lee somehow gets the tape.
Shenanigans ensue.
Probably the dark web. Did that exist?
Did it? I don't think that's what he was gonna do with it. I mean,
no, that's how he got it. Is that how he got it?
No, you weren't watching the movie.
No, I was. He went on the dark web.
No, he was videotaping birds, and his camera happened to catch the murder.
Well, okay. somehow he knows how to put it in a fucking Game Boy.
Yeah, that was pretty. Up there. Well, Shenanigans ensue. Will Smith ends up getting involuntary involved in the conspiracy. He's just a labor lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NSA starts trying to take him down because they don't want it found out that they...
The writing is really good because it's such a... It's like everyone thinks they're doing it for a different reason.
Oh, yeah. Will Smith thinks it's these mobsters trying to fuck with his wife. Right. You know. But, you know, Shenanigans ensue.
The NSA thinks he's involved. He's not involved at all.
Up until, like, halfway in the movie, doesn't realize, like, how he's involved.
Yeah.
You know? And he ends up meeting up with Gene Hackman, who's mm-hmm. incredible in this movie.
Who comes in after an hour. He's the second build.
He's so
pretty
much
cool.
Fun in this movie.
Yeah, they have really good scenes together. Yeah.
All right, well, she fucking up my plot.
Sorry.
It's a long plot summary. Shenanigans ensue. I've said that, like, five times now. Just changes the movie to Enemy of the Shenanigans. And, Bill Smith's trying to clear his name and take on the entire NSA as an organization.
It's not paranoia if they're really after you.
It is a very good paranoia thriller.
A hotshot Washington criminal lawyer becomes the target of a rogue security executive videotaped in the act of murdering a congressman when the incriminating tape is... What the fuck is this word? Surreptitiously.
Surreptitiously.
Jesus, you didn't even say it right.
Surreptitiously.
Surreptitious. Jesus. Slipped into his shopping bag.
We both have college degrees.
We do. By the videographer who is fleeing the executive's assassins.
I'm always amazed at how far into the plot summaries go. Like, I always feel like they need to be briefer than they are. But, like, some of them, they're just like... Get you right up to, like, halfway in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they'll be like, and then Thanos snaps his fingers and 50% dies. What happens next?
I'm just going on this now. I follow film critic David Sims from The Atlantic.
And of Blank Check fame.
And he gave this movie 2 stars.
Well, you know what, David Sims?
What do you have to say to him?
People have different tastes. And I respect your take.
We'll get to our takes at the end.
You dumb piece of shit.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I love Davidson.
What did you like about the
movie?
Filmmaking wise, was there anything that really stood out to you?
He's starting to lean into like his like frenetic like mm-hmm. just the momentum of this movie. Like this movie, like
it never stops.
Literally, no. At first, I was kind of like, because I started watching it late and it was kind of 2 hours. I was like, oh, I might get tired, but like. I paused the movie at one point. I only had 50 minutes left, and I was like, this movie fucking flies.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, even though a lot of it... There is a lot of great action and chases. Like, there's one chase scene that's all-timer. It's incredible.
Which one?
When they're chasing him, when it starts out... He starts out in the hotel, then they chase him out the hotel.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And he steals a couple... And then he gets in the ambulance, and he gets out of the ambulance, and he's running in the sewer. And
yeah.
It's like... Oh. But, like, there's a lot of...
The
just,
NSA...
Like,
doesn't mess around.
Not good. There's a lot of like...
But they're tracking us, right?
100%. Every time I've said NSA, they've probably... Through your iPad
That's true. That's very true.
They're probably like, they're flagging me.
Yeah, but I feel like in today's world, we've just accepted it.
which isn't a good thing. That's what Edward Snowden literally gave up his life as a normal civilian to
teach us. That's true. That's true. I feel like if you work for the NSA, though, you don't have a normal life to begin with.
Well, no, not at all. You know,
because they're like,
you know how much fucked up shit you probably have to hear.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, do you remember that scene in the Simpsons movie?
Which one? I haven't seen that in a while.
Where it's like the NSA, like they're like.
I just know you see Bart's dick.
You do see Bart's dick.
I don't think we talk about that enough as a culture.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, it's like the NSA, and they're listening to. They're trying to find Homer and Marge because they're like fugitives or whatever.
You thought of that while watching this movie?
I thought of it right now. I don't know I was going with this.
Speaking of which, you should watch. There's a documentary called Citizen 4, mm-hmm. and it's a documentary filmmaker was with Edward Snowden in real time as he was releasing the files on the NSA. And it's
why?
What do you mean, why?
Did he know he was going to do this, or?
Well, yeah, he contacted her ahead of time. Oh, started okay. Following around and like literally,
and he was like, "You're going to want to be with."
Well, it's like real time. Like you see, like they're like at one point they're like, "We need to get out of here. They're coming to arrest you." Like it's a good documentary.
Citizen 4.
Citizen 4.
Why not Citizen 1? And then just make.
I think
sequels.
Citizen 4 is like the sequel. Is like, well, they made the Joseph Gordon-Levitt Snowden.
That's film, true. That's true.
Which everybody forgot about till I just mentioned it. But it's a great paranoid. I was trying to say, like, there's a lot of scenes of mundane things, like people at computers, just like, you know, typing stuff in coordinates and stuff. But he makes it exciting with his editing, you know.
In this?
Yeah, makes the like Jack Black tracking down like Will Smith's location exciting.
Right. Yeah.
Because he knows what to show, what to cut to, you know.
Right.
And then we got our boy, you know.
Let's go to Ross's IMDb.
This is the trivia height, corner. This is the height of Will Smith's fame, I'd say.
Pretty close.
The 90s, his 90s, yeah. 90s to like early 2000s stretch is like he's just at the top of his game.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about him.
Well, how do you think he did?
Let's go to the IMDb corner.
Okay. Will Smith improvised Dean's line about buying the lingerie for himself to try cross-dressing on the weekends. Smith has said it was difficult to restrain his comedic instincts during a dramatic role. I think he does great at both. I mean,
he is great.
We like the Men in Black episode, you know, very much a comedy.
Yeah, role. He has some serious scenes in that, like when he's talking right, to Tommy Lee at the end.
Mm-hmm. But this is definitely more of
his
dramatic.
He has a scene in this that's all-timer when he's when like shit first starts going down and they're like the two lawyers are telling him everything he's accused of and they're like,
and
he's like,
are
you having an affair with Rachel Blanks? He's like, no, your fucking business.
Yes, I love that scene. I love it. That's my favorite part.
He's like, I love my wife too, and that's none of your fucking business.
Yes,
either.
I love that part.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Then also, I don't know if this is touchy. There's a lot of like Italian slurs in this movie.
Is
eggplant a racist slur? Like in like Italians? Is that? Because I kept calling Will Smith an eggplant.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that term.
Like the first time it happened, I kind of laughed and I was like. Then he did it again and I was like, I think he's being racist.
I don't know. I don't know. I know they do say a couple Italian.
I mean, that Italian gets things. His comeuppance for Belong, being a fucking dickhead. Right. It's Tom Sizemore actually.
Yeah,
being a dickhead.
The NSA refused to cooperate with the production. An aerial shot of their grounds at Fort Meade in Washington, D.C. had to be shot from public airspace.
Wow. It's almost like, you know, they know that they're doing some bad stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. The film's technical advisor, Larry Cox, is a former NSA official.
Well, there you go.
So, I'm sure some of this is...
Legit.
Is not far off, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cut and dry. They know everything.
Well, no, I'm sure, like, some of the technical
jargon,
speech and, you know, stuff that they used.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was originally signed on to star in this film, but had to turn it down because he was still filming Eyes Wide Shut.
That movie did shoot for a long time, I think.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
It's one of those movies.
As the world's biggest Tom Cruise fan,
definitely
friend of Tom Cruise and Steve McQuarrie.
It's Christopher McQuarrie. McQ to you.
Sorry, I'm not their friends. They didn't send me.
I could DM him right now on Twitter.
They didn't send me a signed copy of the movie.
Do you want me to DM Christopher McQuarrie on Twitter right now? I'm not going to.
Get him to send me a copy.
That'd be rude.
Did he give you a digital code?
He sends me a code.
No, I mean with the movie. Did he give you?
Oh, yeah, I could give you the digital code. Oh, see, it's one of those movies. It's one of those examples where, like, I think it's great with Will Smith, but I would love to see an alternative universe where Tom Cruise is the lead.
I think...
Because Tom Cruise is good also at the under pressure, paranoia
I think it would... I mean, that's just the...
Because that's the first Mission Impossible, pretty much. Is right. Tom Cruise, like, everything's going wrong. He's getting framed.
Right.
So anyway, in a way, he got to do it anyways.
Right.
In a much better movie, even though Enemy of State rules,
I think this character just works well with
Will Smith.
Well, it works well with Will Smith. I think it would have worked well with Denzel Washington, too, as the main guy.
I like Will Smith because he's good at making it seem like he's more of a grounded family man, you know?
Sure.
Like, you believe he loves his wife, played by the beautiful Regina King, who just won an Oscar.
Yes.
Like
speaking of Denzel Washington, do you know he has a... Did you ever see this messed up finger?
I've never seen his messed up finger.
His finger is like... bent. He has like a bent finger that they always hide.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Someone has a messed up thumb. Who is it?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, who is it who has the messed... Oh, Megan Fox, I think, has messed up thumbs.
No, she has toe thumbs.
She has toe... She has weird thumbs.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me look this up.
We're going deep.
Denzel Washington.
So Danny DeVito.
Was not in this, unfortunately.
Imagine Danny DeVito is the lead.
finger.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that would be something. Okay, hold on here.
I didn't have an affair with Rachel Banks.
Okay, so he has since gotten his finger fixed.
Oh yeah. Well,
with his Hollywood money.
We have Denzel money. I mean.
Right, but this is. Oh geez, this is.
Let me see. Oh, what the fuck?
That is.
Is that real?
I would think so. That's
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
You put Meryl Streep in the picture, it's real. You put Meryl Streep on a boat.
Yeah, and then that guy. That guy's
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, so it's got to be real, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look, there's like other ones too.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean? Look at this. He's giving a speech.
All right, yeah, he's got a fucked up finger.
But he has since gotten it fixed.
So that's good.
Comes
full circle, though. We're talking about Christopher Nolan. His son was just cast as the lead of the next Christopher Nolan film.
Which is?
John David Washington.
Cool.
What's the name of the son?
No, what's the movie?
Well, they haven't given it a title yet.
Okay, what's it about?
They said it's a globe-trotting action thriller.
I've never seen the Globetrotters.
They also cast Elizabeth Debicki, who fucking rules. All right.
The portable video game system that Dean's son uses... is an NEC Turbo Express. It was a Game Boy competitor.
Good luck.
Right? But it says, by the time this film premiered, it had faded into relative obscurity, making it the perfect piece of tech.
It'd be like putting a Zune into a movie.
Exactly. Well, Guardians, right? Well,
Guardians made it work because it's a joke.
Why didn't they just use an iPod?
In Guardians?
Yeah.
Well, that's the joke, because he has a Zune. That's the like it's
I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, it's a joke that of all the things he found a Zune.
Oh.
Like, it would have been boring if he's like, I found an iPod. I'd be like, oh, my.
It's more that just seems like a Disney move, though.
It's more funny that of all the things to find, he found a Zune.
Sir Sean Connery was considered for the role of Brill.
Oh, which is Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it. Well, he kind of does a similar thing in The Rock. Like, he's kind of like the older guy to Nicolas Cage's younger guy.
Yeah.
Losers don't go home to fuck the prom queen.
Yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer Productions.
He's produced so many
movies. I know, right? I
see that? The thing where it says Jerry Bruckheimer, it's got like the tree getting struck by lightning and like my fucking heart rate.
Yeah, right?
I'm
yeah.
like, fuck yeah. And when I see that before Bad Boys for Life, I'm going to like... It's incredible.
They began developing the story for this film in 91.
Ooh.
So, long time coming.
It was also the cinematographer, Dan Mindell, who you know whose guy he is now. One of your faves.
Do I?
J.J. Abrams.
Oh, he's one of his guys?
He's like his main cinematographer.
Oh, wow.
I think the only J.J. movie he hasn't shot was Super 8.
This does look like Star Wars.
I don't know about that. But it definitely has the same frenetic feel of like Mission Impossible 3. Mission Impossible 3 is very like lots of cuts and like Mission Impossible 3, actually, one of the things I like about it is it feels like a Tony Scott movie. So which comes back to this.
Tony Scott initially turned down Jerry Bruckheimer's offer to direct the film.
But he came back.
But he, yeah, I guess he came back.
That's the end of that story.
That's the end of that fact. I don't know.
How good is Gene Hackman in this movie?
He's pretty good.
He's just like, stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
The fucks in this movie are great.
Yeah, I know, because they're kind of sparingly a little bit. They're not like overdoing it.
And you don't expect Gene Hackman, of all people, to be, although I don't really have much experience with other Gene Hackman, but I wasn't expecting one of his first lines to be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Or Will Smith, either. Oh, yeah. He really doesn't.
Well, we've seen Bad Boys, too.
Yeah.
He is quite profane.
Yes, sir. But, yeah.
Did you see that picture? I know we're getting off track from Bad Boys for Life, the set of him and Martin Lawrence in that weird little motorcycle thing.
Oh, maybe.
Will Smith's driving a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got a sidecar.
With Martin Lawrence.
And it has a turret on the front.
It's going to be good.
We're in good hands. Anyways, enemy of the state. What would you do if you were being framed by the NSA?
Framed by the NSA?
Would you try to reason with them? Be like, hey, I honestly don't know what the fuck's going on.
You can't because
like, what if
they're coming for you.
What do you think would have happened if Will Smith had been like, hey, I like turned himself over and said, like, I honestly do not know what's going on. Do you think they would have worked with him and been like, well, can we search your house and see if we can find... Like, do you think if he had... Because at that point, he didn't know that it was about a murder. So what? He could... What if he had been like... Even though the NSA is evil, but like, devil's advocate, what if
now,
he...
Now, does the FBI rank above the NSA?
I think...
Because in this movie, it seems like the NSA couldn't go to the FBI with anything.
I think it's...
And whenever the FBI was coming around, they had to go.
I think it's one of those things where the NSA probably goes rogue a lot more than they should.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how, like, in cop movies when, like, they're investigating a murder and the FBI shows up and, like, oh, these fucking bozos are going to steal them.
Right, right.
Like, there's probably surveillance. There's probably situations where the FBI is doing surveillance and then the NSA comes in and they're like, well, fucking NSA is going to fuck with our stuff. But they probably work in tandem, I would assume. I don't know.
Because it seemed like they were against, like...
I don't know, burn it all down.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if I was being framed...
Like,
no, I guess because okay. So if I go to the NSA,
yeah,
they're just gonna turn me over to the FBI.
Just drive. Are they? They murdered a man in cold blood.
That's true. If I go to the FBI, they're just gonna talk to the NSA about it. I don't know.
Yeah, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Will Smith must have felt.
Yeah. Right. So he had to talk to this old guy.
Yeah.
Who used to work there.
As like they have that great fake out with the fake Brill, where it's Gabriel Byrne. He's like, you got a tracker in your shoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was convinced, because I was so sure that Gene Hackman was going to be the hacker guy. And then when it was Gabriel Byrne, I was like, oh, maybe Gene Hackman plays someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, I was faked out. And then you see Gene Hackman drive by, and I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Do you think everything's bugged just everywhere?
That Paul Thomas Anderson picture is 100% bugged with a camera.
That's not bugged. He's I can tell right you right now. Me. Well, he could be, yeah. Sylvester Stallone was considered for a role.
A role?
What I don't know a role that would be.
Which role would you like to see him in?
Probably the Gene Hackman role.
That would be role. Fun. The Ernest Harry is coming. I can't do it. I can only do Rocky. I wonder who's so good at playing a piece of shit because he is a piece of shit. It's John Voight. He plays the head of the NSA.
What do you mean he is? What do you mean he is?
Oh, he's a piece of shit in real life.
What?
Me. Yeah.
How do you know?
He's like a hardcore conservative guy.
Really?
Like hardcore. Like not even to the point where you can be like, oh, he kind of loves America too much. It's to the point where you like he's like, Trump, 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 Trump. Like,
oh, man. Like, but he's so good. I love John Boyd.
He is good, and he plays almost the same character in Mission Impossible.
And National Treasure.
I've never seen it.
Oh, fuck you.
Did you know he's Angelina Jolie's father, but she refuses to talk to him?
That's a well-known fact around this town.
She hates him.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they still hate each other.
Huh, I did know the father-daughter thing. Yeah.
He's also in, he's in Holes.
Transformers?
He is. I think he plays a similar guy. He is a great actor. He's in Deliverance.
Yeah. He doesn't look the same, though. His face has changed.
He's ugly.
I think he's gotten some work done.
There's a lot of other small... Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad plays his wife. Skyler from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Jake Busey is one of, like, the military dudes. Scary Busey's
The only
son.
Thing we're missing here, really, is Paul Giamatti.
I guess.
You know, just bring the character actor.
I guess. John Goodman in there. John C. Reilly. Get them all in there.
Yeah, right?
Middle-aged, potentially Jewish character actors. Yeah.
So where would you rank this movie?
In what? Against all other horror movies? Are you going to do that?
In the pantheon of horror movies.
Why do you keep bringing up pantheon?
In the pantheon of horror movies.
I don't know. It's not as good as Halloween.
I think I'd probably give this movie 3 stars.
I'd probably give it 3.5, 4, just because Tony... I feel like if this in any other director's hands, this movie is bland.
Sure.
But Tony Scott...
He does put his own little...
He's like the human version of an adrenaline shot. Huh. Like, just name me a premise, any premise for a movie right now, and Tony Scott could jack that shit up.
Speed.
Well, obviously that... What I'm saying, like...
What?
Like, a movie about a man who builds chairs to support his family.
Okay, all right.
Tony Scott directs that shit. Yeah. Movie's a fucking thrill ride.
Okay.
I don't know. Tony Scott is—he's the key to this movie. I mean, all the other elements come to play in tandem, right. Like, you know, the great character actors. He's got Will Smith giving it his all, Gene Hackman, but it could have been so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been one of those movies that, like you.
It could have been very bland.
Like you go to Blockbuster, like when it's closing down, and there's like, you see a bunch of like middle-aged dads like buying it on DVD because they're like, I loved this movie in the 90s.
Mel Gibson was also considered for the role, the main role.
Not a fan.
No.
I like Mel Gibson.
Wouldn't have worked.
I don't think it would have worked.
Will Smith turned down a role in another conspiracy theory or conspiracy thriller, Snake Eyes, to star in this film.
And that was Nicolas Cage. I took that role instead.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I think Will Smith in a Brian De Palma movie. That'd be interesting.
Now, I think this movie...
Will Smith also turned out... Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Oh, my God.
The role of Neo in The Matrix. Did you know that?
No.
They wanted Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
It's much better with Keanu Reeves, but...
But now I want to see that.
I want to see what it would look like, but I think Keanu, like...
Yeah.
Also, Will Smith turned down Django and Django Unchained, which I think we've talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
It turned out a few things.
I think this is just like a good step towards like a drama. Like this gives him he can go into an audition and be like, I've played it in a drama.
Yeah. Well, I think he had played, wasn't he in like Bagger Vance or whatever before this? So.
Bagger Vance, Sagger Pants. I don't know.
Might have saggy pants. I don't know. No, I see what you mean. It's a good building block towards like. Because like guys like him and The Rock, they feel like they have more to prove because they're not. Mm-hmm. They're coming from other careers.
Right.
You know, he's coming from being a TV star and a rapper. The Rock's coming from being a wrestler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the more building blocks they have in their, you know, resume to be like, hey, I could play. Oh, Jesus.
Gee, are you
a more
okay?
serious character.
Oh, my God. I'm losing you.
I get real worked up when I talk about Will Smith.
I was disappointed.
In what?
I watched the entire credits. There's no after credits scene.
Oh.
There's no music video.
Oh,
I don't know.
He didn't do a song for this movie.
No, he didn't. He could have done something like they got satellites up in the sky. You know what I mean?
He could have done a slow R&B jam.
Yeah, yeah. There was nothing.
But don't you fret. He does a song for our next movie.
What's that?
Wild Wild West.
Oh, great. Is Martin Lawrence in that?
No.
No? Oh, I thought they came together for that one.
No, they're only Bad Boys together.
Bad Boys. Okay. Do you want to...
What you
going
to do?
Do you want to get the...
What you going to do when they come for you? That movie, that applies to this movie. What are you going to do when they come for you?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to get our Will Smith questions ready?
I fucking guess. Jesus Christ.
Did your Avengers tickets go on sale?
No, and... I just want to put this out there to whoever's in charge of that. Why are you giving me blue balls on this? Like, it was actually kind of funny because I have notifications set up for the Avengers Twitter account. Uh-huh. And literally within, I'm kid you not, like 20 seconds, it popped up on my phone. They just tweeted out, like, remember the survivors. And it was a picture of Scarlett Johansson. I clicked on it just to see. I watched, because you know in real time you can see the replies and likes and retweets. I watched the likes on that tweet go from 0 to 1,600 in literally 5 seconds.
Wow.
And I scrolled down and it was tickets, tickets, where are the tickets, where are the tickets, endgame tickets, 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 tickets.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Anyways, Will Smith thoughts.
Sure.
Is this a good movie?
It's
solid.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Thanks to Tony Scott.
Yeah.
Is Will Smith good in this movie?
Yes.
100%.
He's yeah. great.
None of your fucking business.
None of your business if he's good.
See, the lingerie store alone, you know?
I know, yeah.
Because he's flirting, but he's making jokes. He's great. Was this a good movie for Will Smith? It's a good building block, like you said.
Yeah, but I don't know how different his career would be without it.
But it's a good... Probably not. In the long run, probably not that different, but it's a good resume builder, like you said.
Yeah.
It's the same like if you were like a freelance like person and you're like
right,
like,
if you just, like you're like you freelance as a person.
Yeah, as a person. Or like we all freelance as people if you think about it. Makes you think.
Right.
If you're a freelance writer, be like a movie writer, but like someone's like, you want to write for this cooking blog and you're like, you know, I'll do it just to like build my resume a bit. That's what this movie is for his career, you know? It helps in the long run.
I mean, I think his best dramatic role is
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness.
I know. Too bad we're not talking about it.
So. Oh, well. All right.
Well, I don't. Yeah, we aren't.
No.
Not because I said not to. Was this a good, we already did that. Did you get jiggy with Will Smith in this movie?
I That's a tough one.
I think he really... I think...
Because I really liked his performance at certain points.
I think the once he meets up with Gene Hackman is when he's at his best. He's great before that.
Yeah.
But like once he gets to bounce off of
that's
Gene Hackman...
That's true, yeah. He's great. Yeah. Like there's a part where they... Because
that plays to his strengths, where he gets to be a little funnier because he's with Gene Hackman.
Right.
Whereas before, he's just being more of a straight-up action star, which he's good at. But
I really the part where they go in the train, they cut him off at the train.
Oh, that's good.
And then they go under that under overpass thing or whatever.
And Gene Hackman just fucking fires a shotgun into the air.
Yeah, right. And then
get out of the fucking car.
And then Will Smith. They really do play off each other really well. Like I can tell that like, because Gene Hackman like yells at him. Or something at that.
He's a good yeller.
At that point. And I can tell that Will Smith like needed that. Like he needs to play off of.
Kind of like the slaps and whiplash.
Right. You know?
Except
yeah.
Hopefully they didn't emotionally damage Will Smith as a person. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah?
So then we got...
Well, what about you? I need your answers.
Good movie, yes. Tony Scott's a god.
Uh-huh.
R.I.P. Is Will Smith good in this movie? I think he's great.
Uh-huh.
Even better when he's playing off a Hackman. Uh-huh. He's pretty good in the South Park, even though his best moment comes when he tells his people none of their fucking business.
That is, yeah, it's the best
also,
scene. Yeah.
Lisa Bonet plays his hacker connection.
Uh-huh.
She's married to Jason Momoa.
Nice.
I know, nice for her.
Yeah.
To marry Jason Momoa.
I know, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Aquaman. Like to
look. He's coming out with a new show on Apple TV Plus.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'd like to have him swim up my ass. I don't know what that
Jesus.
Means. I don't know what that even means. Apple Plus. We're not sponsored by Apple, sadly.
Oh no.
I wish we were.
But please give me that credit card.
That's how the NSA is gonna get you.
I know.
Something's gonna happen with that. A good movie for Will Smith. I talked about that at length with my resume.
Yeah.
Metaphor is great.
Right.
Bro, we all live our life as freelance humans. Did I get jiggy with him? I busted a couple moves, you know.
Well, when he said it's none of your business, I went, yeah, you know what I mean?
Great.
That's
it's the way he pronounced it, none of your fucking business.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So or when he's negotiating with the mob guy and he's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, is this the only copy you have?
That's
he's
great.
Like, he's like, I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
He's great. It's just such a good
and
movie.
And I love
stuff.
How that tied in because the mob guy.
Okay, that gunfight
yeah.
is fucking incredible.
Right?
When it's just like...
Yeah, right?
How fucking good is that shootout?
It's amazing.
Like, it's not
it's
your
amazing.
Traditional shootout where you have perspectives. It's literally just like...
Chaos.
You're in the middle
it's
of it.
It's total chaos.
Oh my God. It's so good.
But it's awesome because the mob people think they're talking about the mob tape.
Yeah.
The guy was in it.
But then John Voight
they're talking
he's
about
talking
a murder,
about murder
tape.
Tape.
Oh my God.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Then, so yeah. All right, we gotta talk about box office, and then
mm-hmm.
got to talk about our little rat friend.
Sure.
I think that's going to be interesting.
Okay.
You'll grow to love it, you know.
So this is the...
November 2000 minus 2 years, 1998.
This is today.
Wait, this came out in 1998?
Yeah. November 20th.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you today's first.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So number 10, Alita Battle Angel.
Good movie.
Number 9, Lego Movie 2.
The second part, good movie.
Number 8, Gloria Bell.
Didn't see it. Looks fun.
Number 7,
Julianne Moore.
No Manches Frida 2. I never heard of
it. I don't know.
Number 6, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. Number 5.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's an animated...
How to Train Your Dragon 3.
That's right. World. Yep. Number 4. It looks like a Fault in Our Stars ripoff.
Oh, the 5 Feet Apart.
That's right.
But it has
right.
Haley Lou Richardson, who I love.
Yes. She was also in...
Edge of 17.
That's right.
She's delightful.
Number 3 looks like a shitty animated movie. Very bad. Very bad, no good.
Shitty animated movie.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
A Wonder Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. Every time that the director of it got fired.
What?
So, like.
Really?
Yeah, I think probably for sexual harassment.
But, oh, Jesus.
But yeah, every time that trailer.
From the movie?
Yeah. Like, almost a year ago.
Did they put someone else on it?
I don't know. You'd have to look it up. But
I'm not looking it up.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is the last time we ever need to talk about Wonder Park.
Number 2?
Yeah.
Is a woman.
Captain Marvel.
And number 1.
Us.
That's right.
Two great movies at the top, you know.
Let's take a trip. Let's get tracked back.
Yeah.
Let's track my records track to 1998.
Track me, NSA Daddy.
Number 10. Celebrity.
It's a movie about a celebrity, I assume.
Number 9.
Remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah. They made a game. Remember the game?
No, I didn't. I knew they made a game.
I'm pretty sure they made a game. I don't want to make bold claims. Yeah. Continue.
Number 9, Pleasantville.
I've heard that's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's got Paul Walker.
It might be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Number 8, Ants.
Ants is okay.
Ants sucks.
It's okay.
I can eat my ass.
It's no bug. Eat your ants. It's no Bug's Life. But.
Zack Snyder's up there with the ants are crawling
in his ass.
Number 7, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
No, you won't.
Number 6, The Siege.
Probably a movie where things get sieged.
Number 5 is a sequel. To a horror movie.
Scream 2?
No, it's like, oh, I know. Like, you did something.
I know. I still know what you did last summer.
Right, yeah.
The movie scared the shit out of me as a kid.
I've never seen them.
The first one's the only good one.
Okay.
It's only just okay.
I only know it from the references in Scream. or Scary Movie. our resident horror expert, Justin Tremblay, would be...
he would probably storm out.
Yeah, he would have left. Number 4 is a...
is it a motion picture?
Yes. Oh, my God. This is bad. Wow. Brad Pitt. It has Brad Pitt in it.
Fight Club?
No, it's
Seven?
Not... No, it's not a big one.
It's not a big one? Oh, what's that? Oh, Cool World or whatever?
No, hold on.
Is it Cool World?
Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, Talented Mr. Ripley?
No, very young Brad Pitt. He looks super...
I know a movie. Meet Joe Black.
Yes.
This was the movie that they premiered the Phantom Menace trailer before.
Oh, really?
Literally, people who saw it like said like they played the Phantom Menace trailer and like half the theater would walk out.
Yeah.
They literally just paid money to see the Phantom Menace trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a bold claim right now because I was reading an article about the best movies of 1999 because we're on the 10th anniversary of 1999. I think... This has nothing to do... I don't even know why I'm going on this tangent, but I feel secure in saying this now. I think The Phantom Menace is a good movie. It is way better than the other two Star Wars prequels. It's when George Lucas still obviously was putting effort into the Star Wars prequels, and he wasn't just writing fucking nonsense down.
Geonosians.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make that
Continue. Look at this. Look at Brad Pitt.
He's very young. He's a handsome guy. Yeah. You see the new Tarantino trailer?
Looking good. No, it's
looking good. Brad Pitt. All right, number three.
Number three is an Adam Sandler.
Billy Madison.
No.
Happy Gilmore.
No.
Waterboy.
There it is.
I just had to keep going.
Number two.
Enemy of the State.
That's right.
Enemy of the State.
Number one is an animated movie.
Toy Story 2.
No. But.
Toy Story 2 is the next year.
Which
someone rightly called the Godfather 2 of animated movies.
Yeah, that is wow. That is so true. Wow. Isn't it? No, this one is animated. They are.
Is it animated?
They never grow old. They got their big break. They ride in a car, a little dinosaur car.
Flintstones?
No. This is.
I don't know.
They've made a couple of these movies. One of them, they went to Paris.
What?
One of them was a crossover movie with. Another animated show. It's what? Based on an animated show on Nickelodeon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Rugrats?
That's right.
First Rugrats movie came out in the 90s?
That's right.
Oh, this is just the Rugrats the movie?
Yeah.
This is the one that had that annoying fucking song. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, ching.
Wah, oh, wah, is it? Is that what that's
from? That's where we first met Dill, Tommy's
brother. Yes, yeah. He was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Yep. The Rugrats movie.
Yeah. Which we will never cover.
I don't know.
All right. How would Ratatouille mix with Enemy of the State?
Oh, let's see. Do you have a thing first?
What if
you
someone, go first? A patron comes into Remy's restaurant, La Ratatouille, all in a hustle. Mm-hmm. He drops an important floppy disk on the ground. Mm-hmm. It gets swept up into the garbage. Remy doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. But the NSA obviously tracks the floppy disk to Remy. Mm-hmm. And he's chased through the streets of Paris by the NSA.
That's pretty good. But
I'm making a lot of bold jumps here that they would know that a rat was involved.
Right, right.
Linguini's chased through the streets of NSA and Remy comes along for the hijink.
So I'm going to continue mine from he was in the sewer, went all the way to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where the beginning of this movie takes place.
Upstate New York.
Upstate. So Remy made it to upstate New York.
Hell yeah.
And then he got the video of...
Congressman.
Of the congressman being murdered.
Yeah. It's not nice.
And then he delivered it to Jason Lee.
Oh, jeez. He really just putting him in the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
We'll figure out where he... How he gets to Wild Wild West.
Oh, you're creating a narrative yes, through line.
Yes, that's what right? I'm doing, yeah.
I'm trying to create a whole different movie, and you've got a narrative through line.
Yeah. All right.
I was picturing all those crazy shots of, like, cameras, satellite zooms, and, like ATM footage, but it's just a rat.
Yeah, right. this has been the Not New Movie Review.
Yeah. Next week, we have Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Oh, hell yeah. Movie I'm pretty sure is terrible.
Yeah.
I had the McDonald's toys, though.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that.
We're
just having fun talking about our boy so far, you know?
Oh, 100%.
I've had the mic tilted this way the whole time, but I feel like you should pick it up still. I want to thank everyone for the sudden surge in listens we've been getting. As I say before...
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Listen up. If you listen to the fucking podcast...
Yeah, no, we have a ton of new listeners, so thank you so much.
Message us. Email us. Send us a message on Twitter. What's our email?
Don't email us.
We have an email, don't we?
We don't email us. No, it doesn't...
Send us postcards.
It doesn't... No, we don't have an address, and the email doesn't get checked.
Come see us.
Just tweet at us. Just tweet.
Tweet at Not New Movie.
You can tweet us at Not New Movie on Twitter.
Please.
You can go to our Patreon
DM
page.
Us. Dick pics.
No, do not. Patreon.com/nondewmovie.
Give us money, yes.
If
you so desire. Well, no, we have already hacked all of you anyways. So.
Sure.
We had John Voight hack you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
6 degrees south. Go on the latitude line. Are you tracking that? Are you recording this? Are you
Fuck
getting
the
this?
NSA.